This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. It's official. Interim Dallas Superintendent Michael Hinojosa is 21 days away from becoming the district's permanent leader again. The state requires that waiting period. Trustees voted 8-1 to make him the lone candidate for the job. Here's what Hinojosa says he'll tackle first and what trustees say they need. Board members were relieved their experienced superintendent who left 4 years ago is back to run the district. Hinojosa says he was humbled to hear nice words from every trustee, even from Joyce Foreman, who voted against him. His top priorities? Taking the reforms launched by Superintendent Mike Miles and making them work.
Now the hard part begins of implementing this deeply and being held accountable over the next few years as to how we actually move the needle for students. A lot of people were pleased with the what, not necessarily the how it was done, and so now my job is to get it done.
Teachers say Hinojosa can help them improve student outcomes by listening to them. Getting his ear is their top priority, according to Rena Honey. She leads the district's largest teacher group, the Alliance AFT.
With no one else around, give them the opportunity to be very open and honest, and for him to truly listen to what they're saying. His willingness to do that adds a lot of value to the leadership that he can provide.
Hinojosa began meeting with teachers in June, but plans more of what he calls dialogue with the superintendent for all teachers. Similar meetings will be scheduled for parents across the district. Board President Eric Cowan laid out a clear path for the new superintendent.
Evaluating this teacher evaluation system that we just implemented. We are working on early childhood education and expanding schools of choice for Dallas ISD. So really, we have three major projects that we've been working on, and we're looking to Dr. Hinojosa to carry on and move forward.
Trustee Foreman's top priority is tied to schools and students in her district, especially African-American kids. She says they routinely underperform in state and national tests. While her vote against Hinojosa reflected her constituents' views, she's optimistic.
I want to make sure that we have quality teachers, not just young teachers in those classes. There has to be a comfortable mix of teachers there. I want to make sure we have great principals in those schools.
A priority Hinojosa must also take on was mentioned by several trustees, including Edwin Flores. That's passing the $1.6 billion bond package that'll be on the fall ballot.
That is something that he has experience with. Having passed the bond in 2008, and very much looking forward to him and this board working with our community and our supporters to work toward that.
There are other priorities, like adding depth to school and administrative leadership teams, but trustees and even teachers say one ongoing problem's already improved: morale. Hinojosa officially starts the superintendent job October 6th. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.